this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Coming up this week, we'll be catching up with some managers, as we'll be hearing from the management at FC United, Witton Albion, Warrington Town, and Matlock Town. And later in the show, we'll be looking ahead to the FA Trophy, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. But joining me now for a look back at last week's results in the Pitching In Northern Premier League Premier Division is Mr. Premier himself, James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Just to say, James's surname is not Premier, just in case you get confused. As well as this show, there will be a Step 4 show this week where we'll be catching up with some clubs looking to create an upset in the third qualifying round of this season's FA Trophy on Saturday afternoon. But James, got you on to talk about the league. We'll be hearing from Paul Phillips, manager at Matlock Town shortly. But Matlock Town have opened up another 3-point lead up at the top, a 2-0 win at the Giant Axe over Lancaster City. At the same time, and we'll come back to this result in more detail in a second, South Shields were beaten by the unbeaten Buxton. So a big weekend for Matlock Town just gone, James.
Yeah, and a great way to open up the 3-point gap at the top of the table as well. Lancaster have been difficult to play against. It's Matlock proving the team to beat this moment in time.
Well, Matlock Town park the league this weekend as they'll be hosting our old friends AFC Rushton and Diamonds in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And to hear now the mood at Causeway Lane on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager of Matlock Town. It's a welcome back to the show to Paul Phillips. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that fantastic victory at the Giant Axe last week. And how was the 2-0 win?
Hard. It's a good team. Obviously, Stelly's got he's got a good team together there. Physically, they put us under a lot of pressure. And I thought we coped it quite well. But again, it's a place where if you've not got your wits about you and you're not willing to put your bodies on the line, then you won't come away anything. So credit to Lancaster on that score. But again, it was a game where we came up with all the right answers, to be perfectly honest. And I think we deserved the 3 points in the end.
Yeah, it was a tough game, that one, on paper, that's for sure. Especially when you consider as well the nature of the South Shields match the week earlier. So you must be pleased with the way your boys bounced back.
Yeah, I was. Obviously, I feel like we, as I said to other people after the, I think we didn't realise on 60 minutes that we're just as good as South Shields, and we give them as much, I think we give them too much respect in the first 50, 60 minutes. After they realised that we could compete with them and in other ways, be better in certain areas, then it sort of come to that we could start looking like scoring goals and being the team that we know we are. But that's a learning curve for us all. Including myself as a manager as well as a players. But again, it's good to be bounced back after one defeat anyway.
So 17 games into the league season, you're top of the pile, 3 points clear. It's going well. I think we can say that.
Yeah, listen, let's be honest. I think I spoke to you in the summer just before we kicked off the season. I think everyone said we wanted to win the league or we wanted to get in the playoffs. But listen, that's not my doing. That's the lads on that pitch. We can only do so much, and it's then down to the lads to obviously get out there and put it to practice. But I think I've got to say, each and every one of them, and we've had a fair share of injuries and suspensions along the way, that they've done really well and they've committed to self-reliant. And it's obviously the clubs should be proud of these lads.
So you can park the league for this weekend because you've got the FA Trophy. It's a home game, and we all know about Matlock's form at Causeway Lane. AFC Rushton Diamonds, what's your thoughts on this one tomorrow?
Well, you say form at Causeway Lane. We've been atrocious in the cup. It was our worst performance of the season against Belper, so we need to do something about that tomorrow against Rushton, who are, again, a big physical side, very, very similar to the way Lancaster play. They'll put it on you, ask you the questions in both boxes. Obviously, a prestigious club of the past, and they'll want to put one over on us. And again, we're being top of the league. It brings a lot of commitment, a lot of different mentality our team come to you. So for me, it's a matter of making sure that we're prepared right. We've got a full fit squad, so there's no excuses on that front. Obviously, one or two suspensions, but it'd be a tough game, but one that we hope we can go into and win and progress and give something back to the club that we didn't do in the FA Cup.
But the good times are there, that's for sure, because you see that with the crowd, and there's going to be a big crowd there tomorrow. How important are they in this one?
Fantastic. I think we must have took, it might sound not a lot, but we must have took 50-60 to Lancaster last week. It was 1,400 at the South Shields game the week before. Our crowds are up, I think, about 28-29%. So it shows again that a lot of entertaining. We're winning football games, and it continues. Like I said, crowd are massively important wherever you go. And for me, if you can get more people coming along and get behind the lads, it makes it a lot easier to make them runs in the 70th, 80th minute, and it makes it a lot more to commit yourself a bit more than you normally have to.
And looking forward to tomorrow, Paul, last question.
I always look forward to Saturdays. It gets me out of the house. We always look forward to Saturdays. And again, if you're not looking forward to going and watching a team when we're winning quite regularly and we're top of the league, then it's time to jack it in. And I feel like I say, we've got a special group, as I said before. And hopefully, again, we can go and prove that in a cup tomorrow against a tough team in Rushden and Diamonds.
Paul Phillips there, manager of Matlock Town, speaking to me on Friday. So, James Hayes still with us. Buxton beating South Shields on Saturday afternoon in the league by 1-0 up at Mariners Park. Ash Chambers scoring with 12 minutes left. It's a remarkable record Buxton have got. It really is. I mean, what's your thoughts? They're 4 points behind South Shields. They've got 3 games in hand and they're 7 points behind Matlock Town. And they've also got 3 games in hand over Matlock. So it was a good week for Buxton.
It is indeed. And I say, great. What a big 3 points that was, especially with the fact the next 2 weekends, obviously, they're going to be out of league commitment because obviously they've got a trophy and then the massive FA Cup game against York.
Well, for Buxton this weekend, they'll be taking on Cone. We're going to try and get the manager of Cone on the Step 4 show this week. South Shields, I've got Marine away. We're not going to get Neil Young on the show, on the Step 4 show, because, well, it'd be the Neil Young show otherwise, wouldn't it? Because Marine have been on a lot over the last month. But a tough game for South Shields this weekend at Marine. And later, we'll be having a fixture preview with Yorkshire non-league reporter Thomas Fina. But back to league matters, away from the FA Trophy. And the team currently sitting fourth in the league table. That's Bamber Bridge. They were beaten, though, at the weekend by Ashton United, James. Ashton United winning by 1-0. And that's back-to-back wins.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, great to Ashton. That's great turnaround from last couple of weeks, from a fair few weeks ago. 2 wins on the bounce now for them since they've again recovered the team a little bit and got players back involved.
Well, for Ashton United, they'll be hosting Atherton Colls this weekend in the third qualifying round. For Bamber Bridge, they're travelling to Dunstan. We obviously heard from Jamie Milligan last week about how tricky that game is up in the northeast, and we will be hearing from Dunstan on the Step 4 show, also out on this channel. Now, let's talk about the team currently sitting fifth in the league table. That's Warrington Town. A 2-1 win at Grantham Town at the weekend. Matthew Gravosti scoring 2 goals there for Warrington Town just before half-time. But a good result that for Warrington. We'll be hearing from Paul Carden in a second. But James, your thoughts initially for that win there for Warrington?
Again, Warrington just picking up from where they've left off recently. Grantham still to win at home this season as well. So they've come close a couple of times. And again, obviously, the goal came from Warrington's own Mark Roberts. Coming back to Warrington Town there quickly, starting to make the most of their size, dropping points around them too. So, especially with the fact they've just announced that Sean Williams is going to be staying permanently now from after his loan agreement. So, again, strengthening up, ready to potentially push for the likes again of Bamber Bridge and maybe, let's say, Buxton not being in action for the next couple of games. Potentially just to start really giving it a bit of a push forward and putting a bit more pressure on South Shields and maybe even Matlock at this moment in time.
Well, Warrington Town this weekend, they'll be travelling. It's a tough game in the FA Trophy, isn't it? They'll be travelling to Hebbard Town in the third qualifying round. Let's say the mood now at Warrington heading into that game, as well as that on the back of that great result over Grantham last weekend. On Friday, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show to Paul Carden. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. So, great victory last weekend over Grantham Town and a good run of form. The club's on at the moment, into the playoff positions. How are things going?
Yeah, as you say, you know, last week was a good result. Any result away from home where you get a win is a good result because there's no easy places, as we all say, all the managers. There's never an easy place. But, yeah, you know, we're plodding along, shall I say. You know, we're not ripping anything up. We've not found our peak yet or hit peak form, but, you know, we're plodding along is what I would describe it, really.
And you know as well as any, you know, what it takes to get into the playoff positions. plodding along at this point of the season is exactly what you need to do, isn't it? There's no point, you know, setting the world alight at this point of the season. It is just about getting results on the board.
It is, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I would like us to be performing better. And I mean, last week for the first half, we were in complete control. And but second half, we didn't really come out. Grantham changed, so you've got to give them credit. They changed the system and caused us a few problems, but we probably caused ourselves as many problems as they did. Although they didn't have any real proper, you know, period of sustained pressure, we just put ourselves under pressure. They didn't have, I can't remember Dan Adderton having a save to make, although they were, you know, in our half through our own poor possession at times and not doing the right things in the right areas. So, but, you know, as I say, a result on the road is a win on the road is a good result.
And you're going to need to win on the road tomorrow if you're going to progress into the next round of the FA Trophy. Tough game, though. Hebburn Town away. That's a huge banana skin. What's your thoughts on this game?
Again, exactly what you've just said. It's a tough game. They'll be certainly fancying themselves because, you know, I know they're a club. I've got a lot of contacts in that area of the world who, you know, say they're an ambitious club themselves and, you know, they want to progress and they want to do well. They've signed a couple of experienced players in the summer. They've obviously had a good last season as well, which has given them, you know, a bit of momentum. So, yeah, we know we need to be at it. And they've obviously beat our town rivals, if you like, in Rylands. So they're obviously a side not to be taken lightly.
And how does it all fit in with what you're trying to achieve at Warrington? Because last time I spoke to you, it was towards the start of the season, I think, and, you know, it was a trip into the unknown a bit, but one thing was for sure, it was about squad depth and that kind of thing. So how do you approach this game, bearing in mind the problems with injuries and that kind of thing, and making sure, you know, it's all steady as she goes for not just this round of the FA Trophy, but maybe the next round as well as future league games as well?
Yeah, it's, to be honest, nothing. I mean, if anything, it's the injury front's got worse. In the last two games, we've had three players go off within 20 minutes. We've had two broken noses. We've had a split head, and we've had a groin tear. So it's really added to the issues we've already had. But it is what it is. I mean, we could go out and we could keep signing and signing and signing players and just creating a mess. But, you know, the squad is stretched. But you've got to deal with it, and the lads have got to come through it. And as a management, we've got to get it right, even though we are down to the bones. We've got to make sure we get it right as best we can and put our trust in the players, which is what we do, because if we didn't trust them, they wouldn't be at the club. So, you know, we have to do that. It'll be a young side tomorrow because of what we've got out. But we know the good young players, and they've got that hunger that's needed because they want to progress. So, you know, we'll just be encouraging them to play to their strengths and allowing their ability to come through, giving them that platform.
And looking forward to tomorrow, Paul. Last question.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it'll be a new ground, which we obviously haven't been to. Well, certainly not since I've been at the club. So yeah, you know, I believe it's a nice setup. It, you know, the pitch is nice. They get a good backing. So yeah, it'll be another trip up to the northeast where, you know, the fans are always good and, you know, they support the team, and that's where you want to be playing at. And if we can get a positive result like last week, then it'll be a good weekend.
Paul Carden there, manager of Warrington Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Grantham, incidentally, in the FA Trophy on Saturday, they'll be travelling to Mickleover. Let's go to Mickleover now. Mickleover beaten by Stalybridge Celtic by 3-1 last weekend. A good win, that one, for Stalybridge, James?
Yeah, Stalybridge picking up after a few bad results themselves recently, but great result there, and coming back to what we've seen from being the proper dark horses we've seen for the season.
Well, Stalybridge Celtic, second best form in the league currently. It's not been bad, but getting back to winning ways after two straight defeats for Simon Howard's side. And for reaction now to that win over Mickleover last weekend, Simon Howard caught up with Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel.
thought first half we were sort of unplayable, you know, 3-0 up, give a soft goal away just before half time, which is give them something to sort of go out really. Otherwise it'd be a lot easier for us, but you know, that first 40 minutes we were, you know, should have been a lot more than 3-0. We were excellent. And then second half we've had to dig in and tough it out a little bit, which we did do. So real good performance and a big 3 points for us.
So some positives obviously on show and attack, but also in defence today.
Yeah, we defended really well. Everyone played well throughout, and the front players, we worked on it this week. I felt against Bamber Bridge we wasted a lot of good opportunities, you know, when we got forward. Today we're a bit more ruthless, and you know, in all honesty, should have been a few more, shouldn't it, than 3-0. That's probably me being, you know, picky, but it could have been, but we were excellent in that spell, and the whole team were excellent.
So the next three league games, as well as today, against teams that are sort of in and around us and sort of maybe even below us. I know the game's difficult, but we have got sort of a chance to try and get another run together like we had done earlier on.
Yeah, I think on paper they look like that, but it's tough, as you can see, second half here. They've thrown everything at us and we've had to really sort of dig in to get the 3 points. And most teams will do that. I find it's a tough league. You can't sort of take anyone for granted. And, you know, I bet there's some results again today that are probably, you know, upset the apple cart. That's kind of what this league's about. But I think we've done well in the last 7-8 games. We've just come up a bit short against the better teams, and that's my concern. I feel against the lesser ones, we're well competitive in them, and it's how we can just improve the team and our performance next time we come against the top 4 or 5. But we'll look forward to it. We'll just keep going. We've got Congleton Tuesday. Hopefully get a chance to get a few a game that I haven't played, you know, people like Killer and Ethan, and Dougie, who hasn't played today. And then we've got an important FA Trophy game Saturday. We need to make sure we don't keep slipping up and then kind of cup ties at home. We're more than good enough to win them, and we need to make sure the lads turn up and deliver.
Simon Howarth there, speaking to Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel after that victory over Mickleover last Saturday. And a link to Stalybridge Celtic's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. So Stalybridge Celtic there with a winning weekend just gone. Stalybridge, tough game, isn't it, James, against Yorkshire Amateur in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. And speaking of Yorkshire, we'll be joined by Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from that side of the Pennines, later in the show to preview those fixtures. Right, let's talk about Whitby Town. Whitby Town are now outside the playoffs. That's because they were beaten by Stafford Rangers by 3-1. For Stafford Rangers, that sees them 4 points outside the playoffs themselves, but only 2 points behind Whitby Town. That was a big win for the Staffordshire side, James.
Tom Tongs in that situation were a fantastic free kick during that game too. They could easily cause a bit of a push towards the playoffs. And again, it's nice to see him back right into the table.
Well, let's hear some post-match reaction from that win up at the Turnbull Ground. Here's Matty Hill speaking with Stafford Rangers YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle last Saturday.
Okay, Matty, a great win this afternoon up at Whitby. A long way for us to come, but 3-1, great performance. How did you see that one?
Yeah, exactly that. It is a long way to come, and to take 3 points home, magnificent. It's all about doing the basics well, and we do that. Well, we did that very well in terms of stopping their source, which is their striker, who's a very, you know, strong physical lad, and they've got good runners off him. I thought the back four were fantastic, Pilly as well, sweeping up behind. And then I was really, really pleased with the midfield in terms of their energy levels to pick up the seconds, to then, once we won it, had that composure to pick good passes. And I thought, again, our wide men and Jake up top, excellent.
Tough one coming up next week, though, away at Bedford, who are going well in their league and got a couple of experienced players in their side. FA Trophy would be nice to get on a little cup run as well, won't it? To go with some decent league form. You know, we've struggled as a club over the last 2 or 3 years, and this is probably as good a side as we've had over that time. You know, it's nice to be competing again.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that's what we set out, Dale and I and the rest of the staff. You know, we wanted a team that's going to be competitive. We're doing that every game. We want to win every game, regardless of cup or league. We just rest up and then we work towards next week.
Matty Hill there, manager of Stafford Rangers, speaking with Stafford Rangers' YouTube channel after that 3-1 win over Whitby Town last weekend. So Stafford Rangers up to 8th now in the league table, 2 points behind Whitby. They're also 1 point now behind Basford United. That's because, James, Radcliffe beat Basford by 2-1. Up to 17th now at Radcliffe. It's going all right, isn't it? Bobby Grant scoring again.
Yeah. I'll say, having a discussion with people as well, I can't remember the last time a player manager was top of the Golden Boot standings. If anyone can get in contact and say if anyone else has ever done that, let us know, because I can't think of anyone at any level that's done that.
Jody Badham, maybe?
Not as player manager.
Well, let's hear from Bobby Grant now, interim player manager at Radcliffe and goal scorer from last weekend against Basford United. Here he is speaking with Radcliffe's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
First half, we were outstanding. We should have been 5 or 6. We needed to be a bit more clinical. Second half, you know, they scored a goal early on in the second half. But as again, I've said it since I've came in, it's the last 4 games has been built on hard work. And what them lads have given us there and given me, given the club, I can't ask for any more. That's outstanding. And what I've said to them, they keep giving me that at this level. They'll win football matches. If you switch off and you don't want to do the work, you won't win. So, you know, I'm really proud of what them lads have just produced there. And, you know, we just keep the train rolling. We keep we're happy. We keep the momentum. And, you know, you've got to enjoy playing football. That's the biggest thing for me. I say to them in there, play with a smile on your face and it'll be you'll be amazed how far it can take you. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Another goal for you today. Puts you into double figures. What do you make of your finish?
Do you know what? I've just spoke to their manager and, you know, he told them to keep me on my right foot. And, you know, throughout my career, that's what I've done. I like cutting in off that side. But more importantly, it's great to score goals, but it's even better when you win. And I will sacrifice all my goals as long as this team keep winning. That's a fact. And, you know, if I can keep scoring and we keep winning, it's even better. But again, I just want to thank the fans. I thought the ones that travelled today, they were outstanding. They sang all game and, you know, we need them. We need you guys. We need Marcus. We need the chairman. We're all in it together. We're all pointing in the right direction. And that's the message. Stick with us. We give everything we've got and we'll see where it takes us.
Bobby Grant there, interim player manager at Redcliffe, speaking following that brilliant victory over Basford United last weekend by 2-1 at Greenwich Avenue. So Redcliffe up to 17th. And let's talk about the team currently in 11th. That's Scarborough. But Scarborough, James, were beaten by 3-2 by Hyde United. Tom Pratt there scoring at Ewan Fields at the weekend. Not just scoring once, not just twice, but a hat-trick. For Tom Pratt. A good victory that for Hyde, back to winning ways.
Yeah, I mean, first win in 7.
Witton Albion were defeated at the weekend by FC United. It was all the goals coming in the second half, but Witton Albion 2, FC United of Manchester 3 was the scoreline on Saturday. We'll be hearing from Neil Reynolds shortly, but we're going to be joined by Kyle McCauley now, because on Tuesday night, Witton Albion bounced straight back with a 2-0 win over Atherton Coles. So a mixed bag of results last weekend, James, but Witton are in 12th and aren't too far away from the playoffs, all things considered.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've seen the highlights of the game. The own goal at the end was a little bit unlucky there for Greg Hall. But well thought result there for FC United. And again, themselves, a win that they're not desperately required, but just to get back into form a little bit, realistically.
Well, Witton Albion this weekend will be taking on Lancaster City in the third qualifying round. And like we touched upon there, Witton do have a win to take into that game following that victory over Atherton Coles on Tuesday night. Let's welcome back to the show now, manager of Witton Albion. It's a welcome return to Kyle McCauley. Kyle, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that midweek victory. How was your evening?
Yeah, I was delighted, really. So important to us. You know, come the start of the season, we had a horrendous time with injuries, and speaking to a lot of managers in the league, pretty much so that they were the same themselves. It was really, really tough. And you've got the fixtures of back-to-back being Saturday, Tuesday. So it was tough to recover, really. But finally, we got them all back and we started to turn them results into victories or getting them a point out of it.
Obviously, we have Simo on the show a lot during this period. We've been saying, you know, where Witton are in the league table, it's mid-table form that they've got. And suddenly, it's actually turned into playoff-chasing form, actually. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on how you've bounced back as a club over the last month or so?
Yeah, like I said, Ben, I think it's more to do that we've got the players back. I think, well, we've just picked up 2 injuries with Jim Laurie and Nick Ryan. Jim's closer to returning. Nick will be a couple of weeks out. But it's made a massive difference in terms of getting them plays back and being able to use the plays and rotate a bit, because obviously the Saturday and the Tuesdays was having an effect on plays. Like every other manager, it's been a really, really tough season. So that's been a big help to us, really, Ben.
And it's just about riding the wave out, isn't it? Because apart from a couple of clubs up towards the top end, no one's getting a decent run of consistency going, are they? Because of the nature of injuries and that kind of thing after COVID. So with that regard, you must be pleased with the way the squad bounced back on Tuesday and you know, rolled that wave of FC United and Scarborough and then got back to winning ways.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what we're looking to do, and I think every team are the same, the ones who want to push towards the higher end of the table, or the ones who want to get out of a relegation battle, are all looking for that consistency level. And that's what we'll be aiming to do, because, you know, you don't want to be a side who wins two games and then next minute they go and lose and three games. So it's important that you try to get that consistency level to the team. And I think if you can do that, and get a run of results under our belt, and we're heading in the right direction, really.
And that then takes us, obviously, to the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy, because regardless of the competition, you want to keep the wins going now, don't you? Tough game, though. Blimey, Lancaster City coming to town on Saturday. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, tough, like any other game, Ben. I think every team in the league is really, really difficult. So I think if you ask every manager, they'll say the same thing. There's been, I wouldn't say strange results, but it's teams are taking points off the top teams, and the bottom teams are getting results against sides who you think they shouldn't. So it tells me and paints the picture for me that it's a really, really tough league. And, you know, we've already played Lancaster this season. They've come out on top. So I know how hard it'll be. We've got to make sure that we prepare well for that game and try to get the result that we want.
And looking forward to the match tomorrow. I'm just looking outside my window. I'm not too far away from you. It's going to be windy, isn't it? And wet and delightfully autumnal. Let's put it that way. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, looking forward to it, Ben, yeah.
Carl, just a final thought, really, just on where Witten are in the league table, you know, in this big game tomorrow in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. Not too far away from the playoff positions, if I could throw that out there. It's going all right, isn't it, after that injury hit opening month or so of the season. So are you enjoying things now?
Yeah, definitely, because we, I know it's such ways about the injuries and every other club about the same, but We had to face a game against a very, very strong Matlock team and defeated us, you know, scoring 9 goals. It's really, really difficult to take. And any other team, and including ourselves, can really dent your confidence. But since then, we've had a run of results. You know, confidence really didn't hit us, and it was important that it didn't, because it helped us in getting back to where we want to be, really. I've got to pay a lot of respect to the players who've now to forget about that game and push on and get results.
Cal McCauley there, manager of Witten Albion. And as I was discussing there, Witten Albion taking on Lancaster City this weekend at Winsham Park in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. But FC United sit one place behind Witten Albion after that victory over Witten on Saturday afternoon by 3-2. That was FC United as well, getting back to winning ways, form which they took into Europe, bizarrely, on Wednesday night as they beat AKS Vej of Warsaw in Poland by 6-1 on Wednesday night in the Phoenix Trophy. So to judge the mood now at FC United ahead of their FA Trophy clash on Saturday, as they take on Runcorn Linnets on Friday afternoon, I caught up with their manager. So welcome back to the show, to Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with European exploits or the fantastic win over Witten Albion last week? And it's been a good week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been tremendous. I think, you know, last Saturday we went into, you know, our class as a pressure game for myself, not for anybody else, for myself. You know, first time in my you know, short managerial career that I've gone 3 games losing and not to score in each one of the games. So there was a bit of pressure I put on myself and kind of trying to work out ways in which we could convert chances. Great, last week we had bodies back, so we could, you know, change up the starting 16. And you listen, on the balance of play, I thought we deserved to go 2-0 in front. Confidence then wobbled when they got back to 2-2, and probably they're kicking themselves that they didn't go and win the game. But got to credit the lads, they stuck in there. You know, we got a lucky goal towards the end, and we took 3 points, and that 3 points was huge for us. And I said, I've kind of been moaning this season, Ben, you know, luck not going with us, but we got a lucky, you know, own goal last week, and we won the game, and spirits lifted straight away, which then was able us to take it into Europe on Wednesday night in Poland.
It's still surreal that you're able to say that as a step three non-league club, because I mean, for those people who are unaware, FC United taking part in this new Phoenix Trophy tournament with non-league clubs across Europe, and quite an extraordinary evening on Wednesday night, a superb atmosphere and a superb performance from FC.
The whole experience is still surreal. You know, I'm pinching myself, I can close my eyes or reopen them is see the vision of two sets of fans, you know, fan-owned football clubs coming together, and you know, there was smoke on one side, there was flares going off on the other, there was singing, there was rivalry, there was togetherness, there was a sea of black and white, which was AKS's colour, and a sea of red, which is obviously our colour, and it was just a unique atmosphere, and one that I will never ever forget, and the lads will never forget it. We were there to win a game of football, though. You know, we're taking this competition really seriously. We know that we've got teams from Milan, Amsterdam and Poland in there. We know the finals are going to take place in Rimini, and we want to top our group. So it was really important that we built on the win on Witten Albion. We took a really strong, competitive squad over to Warsaw, and we won the game 6-1. It was great for, you know, Holmes to get a hat-trick and Burns to get on the score sheet, Dodd to get on the score sheet, and he's got the last one. And then, you know, the six goals enabled us to kind of get together. And in the dressing room after the game, I said to everybody that that's two wins on the spin. Can we go and make it three against Runco in the trophy on Saturday? So, you know, it's been a great week. But I just want to, you know, before we talk about the trophy game, just thank everybody, you know, involved in the club that helped mastermind this and organise it, because it wasn't just a case of we're in the Phoenix Trophy. The logistics that sat around it with getting everyone from England over to Warsaw safely to make sure that we coordinated everybody's passports, etc. You know, it's a big, big thank you to everyone involved, and we're looking forward to the next part of the European journey.
But before then, Runco and Linnets this weekend in the FA Trophy. And I'm quite honoured, really, because I never thought I'd be interviewing, you know, the likes of Arsene Wenger or Jose Mourinho or Alex Ferguson. How do you balance going a midweek European away and then having a tricky domestic game like this, if I could put it like that?
Do you know, this conversation I've had many times in, you know, the pub over a pint with people. You know, how does a team go from a Premier League competitive fixture to go into Europe and then probably come back the following Saturday and have an FA Cup game with the same squad? And people have just got to do it. You know, we've got to do it. And the experience for us has been incredible. And if I want to say to anyone at the start of the season, you know, if we're going to have a league game against Witten, go into Europe and then play a trophy game on the Saturday, would everyone be available? And everyone would say, yeah. So it's just about balancing things right. The Runco game, for me, is I will class as the major turning point in my FC United career. I remember going to Runco 2-3 years ago. We put in a really poor performance in the first half. And probably that new squad was the first time that they saw the kind of angry side of me. Things were said at half-time. We went on to win the game 3-0. And then after that, we were on a 17-game unbeaten run. And, you know, the season never ended, but it propelled us up to second in the league. And, you know, I look back at the Runco game as kind of the turning point of the season. Now, I'm hoping that, you know, we've come a long way since that. And we certainly don't underestimate the opposition like we did that day. We go into it, you know, we respect them. It's a game that we're targeting to win. We'd love to go three wins on the spin. But we know we're going to have our work cut out because, you know, they're on the back of a bit of a thumping on Tuesday night against Mosley at home. So they're going to want to bounce back from that. And also, you know, we're playing FC United. And we know that teams always raise the games at FC United. The atmosphere will be great. But we certainly want to build on this week's achievements, and that's 3 points in the league, a European victory, and hopefully a victory in the trophy.
Neil Reynolds there, manager of FC United, speaking to me on Friday. So FC United taking on Runco Linnets on Saturday afternoon. 13th in the league table, FC currently, on 20 points. Also on 20 points, Gainsborough Trinity. Fantastic win over Atherton Coles on Saturday afternoon. Brad Grayson there scoring for Gainsborough. So a good result for Gainsborough. That sees them leapfrogging over at Atherton Coles, incidentally. And final result from last weekend, James, Nantwich Town 2, Morpeth Town 3. Morpeth there with 3 goals, all of them coming from Liam Noble.
Great fight back there from Morpeth again, from watching the highlights. Great recovery and another team that needed that result this weekend.
And speaking of Morpeth, in the last 24 hours or so, it's been confirmed that Craig Lynch has accepted the offer to become permanent manager of the club. And we'll be hearing from Craig on next week's show, of course, to hear how he's settling in to his new permanent role at Morpeth Town. Now, James, that's it for your bit of the show this week. A little plug for all the social media channels. Third qualifying round of the FA Trophy on Saturday. Plenty of fixtures, as we'll soon find out with Thomas Feeney. How can we keep across it all?
Let's even get this right in one go this time. So on Twitter, Northern Premier League, Facebook at Northern Premier League, Instagram, official Northern Premier League, same on TikTok. And also keep your eye out on Saturday night, maybe Sunday, depending on how much news we've got available, for the October Goal of the Month award. I mean, we've already picked 4 goals that we think are up there, but yeah, keep your eye out to see if your club's involved in that this week as well.
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to draw a line under the Premier Division and gaze at the future. And it's a wonderful future, dear listener, because it's the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy on Saturday afternoon. And joining me hand in hand to gaze at the wonderful future ahead of us, so welcome back to the show to non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. It's Thomas Feeney, everyone. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. What an inspired start that is.
Yeah, you can tell I just had a hot Vimto. Right, okay, so Saturday afternoon, let's start with the letter A. Aston United against Atherton Coles. A couple of weeks ago, I'd say Atherton Coles nailed on, but suddenly the form switched around. Aston United are winning and Atherton Coles aren't. Two great friends going head-to-head this weekend on the touchline.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stories with there, isn't there? And like you said there, it's one of those where you just see how that form has altered in the last couple of weeks, and all of a sudden there's just those little shoots of recovery. You know, I think there needs to be quite a bit of a change, but you know, you go to Bamber Bridge and you get a win, you defeat Nantwich Town. They're two really good victories, you know, solid wins, and something that everyone there will be delighted with what they've done. And now it's, if they can maybe get a little trophy run as well, it could be, you know, a decent few weeks for them.
Now, on the Step 4 show this week, we're going to try and get Neil Baker on, manager of Leek Town, because Leek Town, once again, he does it year after year, doesn't he, Neil, and Leek Town, whatever division they're in, be that West or South or whatever, Leek Town always in and around the playoff positions. This is a tough game. Basford United away. Who am I saying it's a tough game for, though? I'll leave that to Thomas to answer.
Well, I was going to say, because, you know, I think the whole banana skin phrase, it really does come there, because with Leek, they are a side who, every time you look at them, they always get a squad together where you think, well, they'll be competitive this season. And they've got players in there that, on their day, can certainly cause a couple of upsets. So for Basford, the aspirations they've got, you do feel like a good season for them does include a bit of a cup run. And the squad that Basford have got together, they know that they've got the quality in there to do something. So, I mean, that really is going to be a tough one to call, because I think both teams will be looking at this game as one where they think, do you know what, we've got a chance here. For Basford, the expectations with them being that bit higher are certainly there.
The expectations at Stafford Rangers are increasing every week, I feel. Tough game this weekend, though. They are travelling to a Step 4 side, but Bedford Town are doing pretty well in the Central Division of the Southern League, currently sitting third, 4 points off top spot. Tough game, this one, for Stafford this weekend.
Yeah, it most certainly is. But you talk about, you know, a confidence-boosting victory to go to Whitby Town, who, you know, been one of the form teams of the NPL Premier, and to go there and get the win they did, and the way they won, with a really good performance, and a really hard-fought good performance, they're going into this, you know, on a really decent run of form. You know, I know it's 3 unbeaten, it's two draws and a win, but that victory against Whitby really will have built up some confidence.
Bootle taking on Widnes this weekend. I'll cover that one off because it's on my side, isn't it? But Bootle taking on Widnes this weekend. Brian Richardson's coming to Bootle and the run of form they've been on. They've been working their way up the table, now up to ninth. Widnes, it's been an okay start to the season.
I think Widnes, the game against Clitheroe, it's one of those where maybe on another day they get a late goal, and you know they showed a bit of quality in getting to this stage by beating Stocksbridge and followed that with a win against Prescott Cables. And it is going to be it's going to be a tough game for them. They've obviously got a player, you know, in John McGrath, who's in inspired form as well. So it'll be a very interesting one.
Let's talk about Bridlington Town against Marsh United.
We mask the brilliant run they went on in the FA Cup. And, you know, Adam Boyes, a player that I've seen play a lot, a player that, you know, he's proven, more than proven, that he should still be at a higher level than Marsh. And that's, you know, no offence to Marsh, because, you know, they've done brilliant getting him in, and the quality that he's got. I think the only thing for Marsh is they'll obviously be very disappointed with their previous game. Well, I suppose the two previous games, because, you know, they took Gateshead all the way and took it to a replay and narrowly lose that one. And then to play Stocksbridge and to be, you know, 2-1 up, going into added time, obviously you'd be expecting a win to concede a penalty, and to draw that one will have felt like a loss. And, you know, for Bridlington, obviously, they've made the step up, and so far, results-wise, it's been a little bit hit and miss. But I think when a team been at the level they've been at, and then they get that promotion, the way that they did in terms of, you know, you've got to make a lot of changes quite quickly, I think, you know, they'll be very happy with how it's going. And, you know, it'll be a very interesting game, this one as well. But for Marsh, obviously, they've seen the benefits of what a good cup run can bring you, and they'll be hoping they can start another one.
Bromsgrove Sporting will be taking on Ilkeston Town on Saturday. Ilkeston Town doing very, very well in the Midlands division, currently in the playoff spots. For Bromsgrove Sporting, this would be an upset if Ilkeston were victorious, as they're a step three side in the Southern League Premier Central. However, Bromsgrove are currently sitting, just a couple of points above the relegation places at the moment. So, is it an upset? You wouldn't be surprised, would you, if Ilkeston win that game? So, yeah. Anything else to add, Thomas, on that one?
Well, I just think, you know, with Bromsgrove, it's when a team is in a cup competition, as in the FA Cup. Obviously, for them, there was a lot made of the game coming up against Grimsby. And you do just wonder how, you know, how much of an effect that will have had on them. Because in a position where, you know, where other teams are playing, they've been playing in the FA Cup. So I think for Ilkeston, they'll see this as a real chance to progress to the next round, but it's certainly going to be a tough one.
We're going to try and get the manager of Colne on the show this week. Colne travelling to Buxton. This would be a huge upset. Buxton, totally unbeaten in every competition thus far. It's a big ask for Colne, isn't it? Isn't it, Thomas?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. It's, you know, the simple answer is yes, because I think with Buxton, it's, you know, you look at the start of the season, you look at teams that just have just got so much quality and, you know, should be doing something quite special. And I think Buxton, you know, you would put them in there because of the talent that they've got in that group. But I think what you're seeing is, you know, game by game, they're just growing. And the game against Kettering, they showed real fighting spirit to win that one. And then, you know, they've got a lovely reward going to York City, you know, in the FA Cup. And then you look at their form in the league and defeating South Shields, who for a lot of people are the favourites to win the NPL Premier. So it's, you know, it has just been an incredible start to the season. That being said, can Buxton come beaten all season in all competitions? The answer is 99.998% that they won't. And it's who gets that first win over them. And, you know, I think that for Colne will probably be the thing for them is, you know, we could be the first.
I kind of just glossed over where Ilkeston was in the Midlands division. I kind of just said they're in the playoffs, which is true. They're 1 point off top spot. It's an incredible title race at the moment in the Midlands division. You've got Hills Owen, Callan Town, Chase Town, all on the same number of points leading the way. Then you've got Ilkeston 1 point back. And Coleshill are just 3 points behind top spot as well. Cracking division this year, the Northern Premier League Midlands division. I say all this because Carlton Town this weekend currently sitting second. They host a team out west in Kidsgrove Athletic. Carlton Town are having an incredible season, aren't they? Kidsgrove have been okay-ish in mid-table under the West Division. What do you think for this one?
You look at that table and just, first of all, you know, we're at that stage already where we're enough of the way in to know that this is going to be a really good title race. And, you know, Carlton are, what, they're one goal off top? Mm-hmm. I think I'm right in saying it is literally one goal the difference so far. I think for Kidsgrove, they're a team that, you know, you probably look at and think a nice cup run would do them some real good. And could they be a team that their league form is a bit patchy and they can maybe go on a little bit of a cup run and, you know, do them the world of good?
Speaking of that Midlands division, Chasetown this weekend, they'll be taking on Alverchurch just across the way. They're not too far away from each other, are they, Chasetown and Alverchurch? What do you think for this one? I mean, exactly what you just said about Carlton, really. I mean, the only difference is Chasetown are 3 goals away from top spot at the moment in the Midlands division.
Yeah, it's unacceptable, isn't it? You know, they're far too off the top of the table, aren't they? I mean, you know, I think for Chasetown, the big thing for them will have been that win over Halesowen, where won on penalties in obviously a very tight game, as you would have expected in the last round. They've then followed that up with wins over Histon, and they beat Corby Town as well, I think 2-1. So momentum is with them, and it's just all about keeping that going. And again, you know, you put your league form to one side for a couple of days, you focus fully on this FA Trophy, and they most certainly will do that. And but then they'll look at this as a really good opportunity to get through to the first round proper.
Corby Town currently sitting mid-table in the Midlands division. They're taking on Banbury United this weekend. Banbury beat Basford, did they? I've got that right, haven't I? They beat Basford in the FA Cup. I'm sure they did.
Yes.
Yeah, that does ring a bell. If I've got that wrong, by the way, don't get in touch. I'll openly admit I probably did get it wrong. But Corby Town there, it would be an upset for them, but it is at home.
Again, you know, you look at Banbury and, yeah, they did beat Basford, yeah, yes. They did. And, you know, what they've got is, I think, you know, for just with Banbury is obviously they've got a massive game coming up in a couple of weeks' time, and it's how they focus on the next games before that. I think, you know, for Corby with Gary Mills, it's kind of that, you know, he's trying to build something there, and it's just maybe a bit of a time process, because obviously it's such a tough division. Kind of you have to be going at 100 miles per hour from game week one, and it maybe, you know, for them it's been a little bit of a slower start than they'd have expected. But I think, you know, all in all, if they can get a cup run to go alongside it, that could really help their league form as well.
Elsewhere, Dunstan taking on Bamber Bridge. We'll be hearing from Dunstan on the Step 4 show this week. Bamber Bridge have been in good form. They did suffer a defeat, though, didn't they, last weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think with Bamber Bridge, you know, their recent form, it does seem to be they beat South Shields, and you're thinking, you know, they, you know, 3-0. It was a really, really good performance, a great result. Beat Grantham Town. But then they lose to Atherton, and then they beat Staley Bridge, and then they lose to Ashton United. So, you know, it's maybe been a little bit more hit and miss than after that win over South Shields you'd expect, because, you know, the confidence that they'd have on that. And then Sheffield FC beat Dunstan. But, you know, I've got to just say, you know, nearly 1,000 people at that game on Saturday was absolutely fantastic to see. And I think that really, you know, drove Sheffield FC on, especially late on. Somebody was telling me that, you know, there was a real passionate fan base there that day. So, you know, I think for Dunstan, this is going to be an interesting one for them, because they showed the quality against Worksop Town a couple of weeks ago. You know, they beat Ossett United as well. They beat Workington. So they've been, you know, getting some decent results. It's now just all about trying to, if they can use that going in and getting a bit of an upset.
Gainsborough Trinity, it's a classic NPL against Southern League affair at the North Home this weekend. Gainsborough Trinity taking on Colville Town. Gainsborough, the form's good, isn't it, at Gainsborough? Colville, though, the form's been superb.
Yeah, and I think with Gainsborough, their home form has been, you know, a real catalyst for, you know, when they maybe had a little bit of a slow start, just one or two results not going their way, their home form has always been pretty steady, and recently it's been fantastic. And, you know, you talk about fantastic, Colville just fall into that category, because it's been a great start for them, and something that they obviously will be hoping can continue.
We've got Hebburn Town taking on Warrington Town this weekend.
Just in terms of Warrington, you know, they're that team, aren't they, that you just go, yeah, they'll be in the playoffs. You know, that's how it goes for them. They've always got You know, they've got a good manager, a good group of players, and again, they can just focus on this game against Hebburn and see if they can maybe go on a little bit of a cup run to go alongside trying to get that promotion. So it's going to be a tough game, this one, though, for both teams.
We've got a derby on Saturday up in Tameside. Hyde United at Ewan Fields hosting Mosley. Tough game, that one, for Hyde United. Huge banana skin.
Yeah, you know, and I think when Jim Gannon got the job, I don't think he got it with a thing that, you know, they'd have as many injuries as they had. You know, they've had quite a few players, you know, getting these knocks, and they got a really good win at the weekend. That could be a catalyst for them, you know. But like you said, you know, Mosley will be well up for this match, and that banana skin, you know, it really is there for them.
And what a win for Mosley midweek as well over Runcorn Linnets. Great form, Mosley, at the moment. Speaking of great form, Liversidge taking on Scarborough this weekend. This is a huge banana skin, and the fact it's at Liversidge as well just makes it all the more worse for Scarborough, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, Liversidge, just their form is just frightening. You know, it really is frightening. There's, you know, there's quite a few stats that I've been going through, and you know, they just every week keep breaking club records. Every week their performance is just, they literally are smashing this out of the park. And they, again, it's that thing of, you've got the momentum where they were in the NCL Premier. Could they transfer that to going up a division? And, you know, the simple answer is 100% they can. I think for Scarborough Athletic, you know, while it's been very hit and miss, you know, and some of the misses have been pretty big ones, you know, that loss against Whitby Town will have really hurt them. Luca Colville being brought in, someone that Jonathan Greening had kind of been looking at, and player with a, you know, a bit of a pedigree about him in the EFL with Bradford City, was making his way there, went to Scotland. Now he's come to Scarborough, and he's somebody that, you know, I do feel like Jonathan Greening will be trying to help build the team around, alongside the likes of Jake Day they brought in recently.
We're going to be hearing from the Yaxley manager on this week's Step 4 show. They travel to Lowestoft Town. I was going to say it's a long way to go, but it actually probably isn't for Yaxley. That's a tough game. But like I said, we will be hearing from Yaxley on the Step 4 show this week. Let's talk about Marina against South Shields, Thomas, because just Seagrave and Fenton grimacing when that came out the draw, because that's a horrible fixture, isn't it, for South Shields, Marina away?
Well, you know, I'm surprised we haven't said it yet. You know, I do think this is game of the weekend,
yes,
for in the competition, because you look at two teams that just on paper, it's just going to be a really, really good game of football. Obviously, Marine will feel very hard done by that they lost to Wrexham, which for the amount of money Wrexham have spent and the, you know, quality they've got, I think that says a lot about what it's like when you're playing Marine, you know, and especially at Marine, you know, it's going to be a really tough game. And on paper, this is going to be a really, really good game of football.
And Matlock Town will be hosting AFC Rushden and Diamonds, another MPL against Southern League affair there at Causeway Lane. Matlock, current league leaders, you'd expect them to win this one, wouldn't you? Especially being at Causeway Lane with their home record this season. Saying that, Belper Town did beat them in the FA Cup at Causeway Lane.
Well, you've shown, you know, that it can happen. But I think, you know, with Matlock, it's been just remarkable, hasn't it, this season so far. And I think really the only blot on their book would be that defeat in the cup competition. So, you know, I think this might be a case that they want to avenge that, and, you know, get through to that first round would do that for them.
There's an all MPL Premier Division match taking place in Derbyshire this weekend. Micklover taking on Grantham Town. Both teams basically need to get a run of form going, don't they?
Yeah, with Grantham it's been some of the issues they've had in terms of the squad and in terms of, you know, kind of finding that routine with the players. And is it a case that they'll be able to soon? I think for Micklover, considering how last season went, it's been disappointing so far for them. And I think both teams will, yeah, I think they'll be honest and both say, yeah, we both need to do better. Whether the start of a cup run, you know, can maybe start that for either team remains to be seen.
We're going to try and hear from Pickering Town this week on the Step 4 show. They've got a tough game this weekend away at Morpeth Town. Barwell at the lower end, in lower mid-table in the Southern League Central. Pretty much the same as Nantwich, really. So it's the two of them go head-to-head this weekend in a step-free battle.
You know, I think for Nantwich, they got a really good result against South Shields, a really good result against FC United Manchester. a really good result against Warrington, you know, three games unbeaten. And then you're looking and thinking, Ashton United away, Morpeth Town at home, they'll pick up some points there and they'll lose both of them. So I think for them, it's now kind of a case of, right, there needs to be a reaction from those two matches. And for them, they'll probably see this as a decent chance to do that.
Radcliffe taking on Frickley Athletic. We'll be hearing from Frickley on the Step 4 show this week. Runcorn Linnets this weekend will be hosting FC United. FC United coming off a good victory last weekend in the league and a midweek European victory in Poland. I suppose that's a question mark, isn't it? Because FC United, it is a semi-professional side. Can they do the travelling, the midweek European travelling that Manchester United and Manchester City and Liverpool do all the time? Are they capable? So this will be a tough test this weekend at Runcorn Linnets.
I mean, I've got to say, I don't think there's many non-league players that would be going, right, I don't want to be playing, you know, in a European game in midweek. But it's, you know, I think for FC United, that it felt like last weekend was a really important win in terms of that, just the late drama with it. And then, you know, this nice time in Poland, you know, and I think, you know, the players, obviously, management team will, you know, gain, it's a great experience for them. And I think the thing with Runcorn is they showed how dangerous they can be with the win over Workington, and then also just a bit of a horror 25 minutes against Mossley. You know, the game was completely gone, you know, 4-0 down and it was over, wasn't it? You know, there's no way they came back from that. But it's all about a reaction for me, because Runcorn showed the quality they've got. They've shown, you know, beat Ramsbottom, Newcastle Town. They've got some, you know, pretty decent wins in the month of October. And then that Mossley game is a real block for them. So I think, you know, probably facing a team that really wanting to, you know, get that reaction.
How tough is this game for Whitby Town this weekend? They're travelling to Shildon. And Shildon, ordinarily, with the start they've had, they would be top of the league, wouldn't they? But they're in the same division as Liversidge. But it's a tough game, this one, for Whitby, no doubt about it.
Yeah, really tough game. And I think, you know, Shildon will be looking and thinking, do you know what, if we can beat Whitby, you know, get a bit of bragging rights, you know, get something going as well with that. But also, they are in a really good position in the league and they can really just go, right, do you know what, we're going to put all our attention into the FA Trophy for this weekend, because, you know, we know league-wise we're doing great. And for Whitby, it's all about how they can react from what happened last weekend. And, you know, if that reaction can be brought, you know, it'll be a very interesting game.
On the Step 4 show this week, we'll be hearing from Soham Town Rangers. They're taking on Nuneaton Borough on Saturday afternoon. And we're also going to try and catch up with Spalding United too, as they take on Tamworth. Two tough games there for our MPL sides, but home games. So very, very capable of an upset there against Southern League opposition. Sporting Calza, they're hosting Rushall Olympic. A bit of a local derby there in the West Midlands. What's your thoughts on that game, Thomas?
Well, I mean, first of all, there is, you know, that little bit of bragging rights, isn't there? And I think, you know, for Sporting Calza, it's, you know, the last FA Trophy game they were in was a really good match, wasn't it? And I think then since then, they've had, you know, a disappointment against Sutton Coldfield Town, a good win against Spalding United, you know, a really good win over Spalding United, in fact, and then a disappointing one against Corby Town. So again, they'll be looking and thinking, you know, what can we do with that? See if Sporting Calza can, you know, get what would be a really good win for them at home.
It would be a good win for Stalybridge Celtic this weekend. It's a bit of a banana skin at Bower Fold. Yorkshire Amateur coming to Tameside this weekend. What's your thoughts on this one?
You know, I think with Yorkshire Amateur, they've had, this month has been just a bit of a mixed month. You know, lose to Liversidge quite comprehensively. You know, Liversidge were by far the better team. And, you know, I think it's kind of licking the proverbial wounds after that. And then a couple of results which have been okay. But again, for Yorkshire Amateur, they'll be looking at this and thinking, do you know what, Stalybridge are there for the taking. That being said, you know, like for Stalybridge, they have had decent moments. And it's just all about if they can keep it going. And they're going into this after a, you know, good away win over Mickleover. So I think it'll be a fascinating game, this one.
There's an all Step 4 affair in the West Midlands this weekend. As Sutton Coldfield Town take on Newcastle Town. It's Sutton Coldfield of the Midlands Division taking on Newcastle Town of the West Division. And Newcastle in mid-table, Sutton Coldfield not too far off mid-table. So this will be a good measure how the two divisions compare, I suppose. We're going to try and catch up with the Wisbech Town manager this week as they take on Biggleswade Town, an MPL versus Southern League game this weekend. Best of luck to Wisbech. But our last match to talk about, Thomas, job well done. When all this is edited down, people won't realise we've been talking now for nearly an hour on these matches. So it's a job well done from Thomas Fina. Last fixture, last but not least, Witton Albion against Lancaster City. What we're going to get from this one is a big question, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Witton, the disappointment of that game over FC United, then a really, you know, solid win over Atherton shows what they're about. You then look at Lancaster, obviously, a couple of disappointing results. The change that they've had with Sam Fishburne leaving, obviously, you know, to be in a position where you've got a striker who just game in, game out was getting goals, you know, they were building him around that team. And obviously, because of what's happened with Carlisle and, you know, the lack of form they had, they made the decision, right, let's bring him back and see what happens. And I don't think it's a surprise that their okay run of form, it looked like they were starting to build something. He leaves and all of a sudden, you know, they have had a couple of, you know, results which will be really disappointing. But that being said, you know, I've seen Lancaster play in the Cup a few years ago and I saw how they prepared for the game and how well they managed it. So it'll be interesting to see if they can maybe start that again, and a nice little run in the FA Trophy could then reflect, you know, on starting a bit of a form in the league as well.
Well, Thomas Fina, can I just be the first to congratulate you on a superb fixture preview? Thank you so much for joining us this week. That was our look at the FA Trophy third qualifying round. Just a reminder, we will be hearing from a plethora of Step 4 managers on the Step 4 show out on Friday evening on this channel. But Thomas, big thank you for joining us. Just before you go, where's the best place to keep abreast of your non-league musings?
Well, if you want, I think I need a drink after this, I've got to say. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Thomas Feeney. And I, you know what, my voice is really dry after this, so I think I actually am going to have to need one.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.